Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
How can America be 70% Christians, but now we want to allow gay marriages? I don't think America is 70% Christians. I think what they're doing is following their crowd. It sounds good to say I'm a Christian, but then they're really not. What happened, the Lord says, they are lukewarm in thy works. In thy works. In other words, he's talking to the churches, so we know they're believers here, right? But they became lukewarm in their works. Here's the question to us. How are we in our works for Christ? Are we? Is everything else more important than the works of God? If it is, you may have become lukewarm in your works. But God was examining their works. Now, look at this. Is what I like what I said here. If you look here, verse 17, it's so good. Verse 17, I like this. Because thou sayest, I am rich. This is what they're saying about themselves. They say, hey, I'm rich. In other words, we're proud. We have everything. We don't need you, God. We started out fine when we just started out small, but we done got bigger. We handling things ourselves. This is what they're saying. They're rich. In other words, when they gathered all this enormous possession, they didn't need God anymore. Just like in those slavery days, I remember when they sung those songs, swing low, sweet chariot. Well, them boys could sing that song, but now we're all in our houses, air conditioned, heated, and now we don't even want to sit on a pew that don't have cushion. And they was out there in the field, going to churches, no air conditioning, fan blowing, but now, it's too hot to go to church. What are you talking about? You started out well. What did hinder you? Simply, they got comfortable. Comfortable. They got comfortable in the riches that God has blessed them with. So this is verse 17. God says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increase. And also they were increased with goods. I told you they was a major export, but their city also was a major highway of traffic where there had a lot of e-commerce coming through there. So therefore, these people had it going on. They had a lot of goods, exports, imports. They had everything provided to them. But guess what? They always wanted more. If you ever ask anyone with money, how much is enough? You know what they'll say? More. They're never satisfied. I think the Bible said they're never... Humans always want more. They never satisfied. They're never content with what God has blessed them with. They simply want more. And then their last statement says, we have need of nothing. They thought they needed, they didn't need help from God or man or anybody else. Matter of fact, this city, Lacedonia, suffered a huge earthquake in 60 AD. And like I said, they was in the Roman government, but you know what? They didn't go to Rome to get a loan to help rebuild a city. They rebuilt it in themselves. In other words, we don't need you, Rome. We don't need God. Earthquake came, but we're going to rebuild it ourselves. And that's exactly what Lacedonia did. They rebuilt their city. Also, they had a lot of beautiful temples there. They had a lot of theaters there. They were very cultivated in this city. But we see that they lost their zeal for the work of God. They lost their zeal because we knew, like I say, he said they were lukewarm. So in other words, they knew God, you see, but then they also knew this other side where this wealth and stuff. So that, in other words, they found themselves right in the middle. Right in the middle. In other words, they were straddling the fence. It's just like a spy. You ever seen a spy? He plays two sides. One side he goes over here telling these people, I'm going to do all this for you. Then he goes over here, yeah, they're over there doing that. You don't know if now you're tricking them. They don't know where to side they're on. You know what? And then you find out both sides hate you. So then many times they kill the spy. Because, you done got information. We don't know what you're taking them. So that they're right in the middle, straight in the middle. Let me give you a good illustration of this. Kelly, pay attention to this one. I remember when we got married, me and my wife got married, the first year of our marriage, I was trying to please my wife and my mom at the same time. Look, Twine, calm down. It'll be a good one.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.